Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Monday Moons, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. This is BetSweats. Are you in a good mood now? After a couple hours, we get to do moons.
I'm in a very good mood. I think I just changed from the weekend to the week. I think I just flipped during JFK talking about the moon. I think that finally did it for me.
So good. So many great references in that open. We love it. All right. Time to be positive. If we're being honest, we've been a little negative the first couple hours of the show, and you can understand why. We all have Mondays like that. It's been a two-hour version of Case of the Mondays. But Sam, we're going to hand out moons. Where do you want to start?
Number one moon goes to the Miami Hurricanes. They absolutely railroaded South Florida, which was mentioned in the room. Public came out, wanted to bet South Florida. Miami absolutely dominated. And that was with a, 2.5 hour rain delay, weather delay in South Beach. That was so annoying because I had Miami. That was my biggest position on Saturday and other things are starting to happen. And then the delay keeps coming and we're going to start it at 6 o'clock Eastern, 6:45 Eastern, 7:07 Eastern. They kept moving the delay time. But it didn't faze Carson Beck, did not faze that offensive line. That is a very, very good football team. Miami almost got to the total by itself. 49-12, a dominant performance. Miami's a very good football team. So they get a full moon from me. Also getting a full moon, the room in college football. They just keep doing it. Paul, can you pull up the updated record for the college football room? I believe it was another 1-4 Saturday. I think they did scratch one win. I don't remember what it was. Can you repeat the record from the weekend and the total weekend for the college football room?
So I go off the Friday ones we get for the room because that's when we give them out on the show. I guess so on this list – we have Florida plus 7. I guess by Saturday, LSU minus 7 was made it to the list. So, like, if you're looking at what was went out over the weekend on X, I guess LSU's in there. By our numbers, Oregon minus 28, Georgia minus 4, South Florida plus 17.5, Florida plus 7, Clemson minus 3. That's 0-5. That is 0-5.
Damn.
Minus 5.5 units on the season, 2-18. Minus 17.8 units.
Wow. 2-18. That's incredible. Yeah. Incredible.
That's a full
moon.
A
lot does change.
Right there.
Yeah. A lot does change from Friday to Saturday or Friday to Sunday. For instance, yesterday I was looking at it when I was on the air during game day and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And the room was saying that the Bills were number one in tickets. Most popular play, Bills minus 6. And the number one on money was Jets plus 6. What? of the entire card, with the entire card available, most tickets on one side, most money on the other side, which I thought was crazy. So, yeah, I think we should definitely go by what happened, what we see on Friday. Did we have it on Friday for the NFL or no?
Yes. So, Room had a little bit of a, I mean, they had a winning weekend. They went 3-2. Eagles minus
one. My favorite
one.
Call winning. Yeah.
Bills minus 6.5. Cowboys minus 5.5 was a loser. Lions minus 6. Another favorite was a winner. Broncos minus 1.5 was a loser. So that is 3-2.8 units for the season. We are the room is 3-7 minus 4.7 units.
So full moon to Miami, full moon to the college football room and the fade that it's become, 2-18 to Paul's point, 2-18, say less. Quickly, two half moons, one of the Falcons defense, 6 sacks, 2 picks. They forced 3 fumbles. McCarthy had a passer rating of like 38. And Minnesota could not move the ball. It's a half moon there and a half moon to Drake May. Look, I'm very easy to bash the Patriots. I'm very willing to do so when things are bad. Drake May outplayed Tua in the fourth quarter. And that throw he made down 5, big throw, big play. Drake May grew up a little bit yesterday in my eyes. So I'll give him a half moon. And then the Chicago Bears, Ben Johnson, Ryan Poles, Caleb Williams get no moons. No moons.
Yep. To your point about the Falcons defense, all rookies, big moments, interceptions, sacks. They drafted almost all defensive guys. I think they did definitely in the first 4 rounds at least. They were all coming through. So maybe they found some gems there on the defensive side. That would be big for them. They were not supposed to win that game. And then they pull off the upset. All right. Let's go Crescent Moon. You got to listen. LSU head coach Brian Kelly after his 10-point win over Florida.
Stop. Really? Is that the first question? We won the game 20-10. Try another question. What do you want me to tell you? I just laid it out for you. We played the game to win the game. We played the game to win the game.
All right. How about third down then? What is going on with third down?
It's one game. Last game, we were great on third down. You're looking at this from the wrong perspective. LSU won the football game. Won the game. I don't know what you want from me. What do you want? You want us to win 70-0 against Florida to keep you happy?
No, I think people want to know why you can't run the ball, quite honestly.
We can run the ball. Did you see the last play of the game? That's all you need. You just need one. There's a ridiculous questions. And I'm getting tired of it. That football team just worked their tail off to get an SEC win, and you want to know what's wrong. You know what? You're spoiled. You're spoiled. This team is 17-1 at night. 17-1. Give them some respect. How about that? Give them some respect instead of micro-analyzing every little thing. This is ridiculous. For a group of seasoned reporters, that kind of question is so out of line.
God, he has such small pecker energy, man. It's so bad. It's unbelievable.
I don't mind it. I'm probably going to be on the only one here. Like, you're 3-0. You weren't supposed to go to Clemson. You won. People are betting Florida, okay, they're going to get things together, they're going to right the ship, whatever, and that number's down to 7. You win in cover, and you win an SEC game, and now you got Southeast Louisiana. So they're going to be 4-0. And, like, what's wrong with the run game? Why aren't you doing that? What? We just beat Florida. Like, I thought that was a terrible line of questioning, especially for it to be the first question. I agree with Kelly there. Saying a question's out of line, strong disagree there. So that's why I only get to Crescent Moon. I didn't like that. You don't tell a reporter, you don't rate their questions, you don't tell them what to ask and all that. But hey, he asked a question, gave an answer. He gave an honest answer. He told you that's a BS question, and that was his response. And honestly, I agree with him. They're 3-0. What are you complaining about? They won and covered. I don't get it, man. I didn't understand that at all. And I'll tell you, I'm looking at this future schedule. They don't have what we thought were the top teams in the SEC, but maybe we're wrong. Maybe Texas A&M is one of those teams. Maybe Oklahoma is one of those teams. And people are wrong about Texas. We're going to find out later, but they're having a hell of a year. Like, because Nussmeier doesn't have Heisman numbers? Like, or you can't run the ball as much as you wanted? I don't know. I don't get that. Anytime you get an SEC win, I don't think there's a lot to complain about. I do agree with Kelly on that, but it seems like you guys disagree.
He could have just handled it so much better. I mean, it's not that big of a deal. I don't know.
Reporters aren't your PR agency. Feels the heat. Like, it's a local reporter. That's what I wanted to look up who it was. Like, could have been a student reporter. Like, that's an unfair power dynamic if you're going over after. It was not, but I'm saying that was my first assumption. But it was a local reporter who he thinks has to be cheering for the team, and that's just stupid.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I think it's a bad question, too. I do.
Yeah, It wouldn't be the first question in a press conference, no doubt. And I've been in hundreds of press conferences. That's not how I would have started. I would have said, what'd you think of the way you guys played against DJ Lagway, who was freaking horrible in the game? Mm-hmm. That was the story of the game. He had 5 interceptions. He should have had 9. He sucked. That's my first question. What did you guys do to hold DJ Lagway to such a poor performance? That's the story of the game. Not being able to run the ball.
Whew. So I am a crescent. A little crescent. I like it. It gave us entertainment, gave us something to play and talk about, and everybody was laughing about it over the weekend. I don't mind it. I think an angry Brian Kelly is entertaining. I think it's good for college football, and I know a lot of people hate him. So, he gets a crescent moon there. I got to go full moon. White Sox. This is why. So, thankfully, my baseball survivor pool is coming to a close. We're entering the final week. 2 people made it to the final week. 4 were eliminated. 5 had the White Sox. They lost. The White Sox start off the week taking 2 of 3 from Tampa. People that took the White Sox, like, oh my God, we're going to get through with the White Sox. We're going to make it to the final week. We're going to make so much more money than I thought I was going to have to, because I thought I was going to lose with the White Sox, because I just need to win one game. One game against Cleveland. That's all we need. Can you win one? The White Sox scored 3 runs in 3 games, and they get swept. They couldn't win one game for the people. I think they're all White Sox fans too, because when they were emailing me their info, they're like, yeah, I'm a diehard Sox fan too. I hate this team so much. They couldn't win one. So full moon to the White Sox. Good job out of you, per usual. Paul, what do you have?
Got 2 college football moons. So I don't know if you guys could see this one on Saturday night through all the smoke coming from all the burning couches in Morgantown. But West Virginia, the man in the moon, was wearing a raccoon hat on Saturday night. Half moon, I guess, because I couldn't get there on the money line, man. But that West Virginia stinks. It's a terrible football team with the backyard brawl at home. Rich Rod's back. That number going through 7 was always pretty crazy. So West Virginia wins outright. I guess I don't give it a full moon because I couldn't get there on the money line. That's on me. But covering the 7.5, winning against Pitt. So that is a half moon. And then a team that I did get there on the money line with that just destroyed Virginia Tech, the Monarchs, Old Dominion, Kings for a night against Virginia Tech. They send Brent Pry packing. He gets canned. That dude was canceling recruit visits before the game. The vibes were really bad in Blacksburg. And Old Dominion was in control the whole way. So Old Dominion, full moon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jake, what you got?
Mine will be NFL, full moon, Bills. That was my 10 toes down, the alts on the Bills. So that was really awesome the entire way.
Yes.
That was, I mean, obviously you get lucky with the Fields injury, but that was my full moon. No moon to the man doing the best Cam Newton impression at the bar yesterday with his fedora and his open-toed shoes. Go away forever. Why? No moons for him.
Wow. Did Gertz have any? I forgot. Does Gertz have any or no?
I don't think he's a moons guy.
No,
he's a toes guy.
Okay.
Gertz's toes only.
Toes only.
Three-quarter moon. I almost forgot. We got to go Brandon Aubrey, right? That guy was unbelievable yesterday. And the story behind it wasn't even a kicker. Played soccer at Notre Dame. I forgot how it was said on the broadcast, but he's like, yeah, they were watching a game and a kicker just missed it by a million. And his wife turned to him and said, you could miss by that much. And so then he started working, he went to work, and then he made the NFL. And look at him. He's the best special teams weapon out there.
He had more fantasy points yesterday. I saw this and I wanted to bring this up at some point today. He had more fantasy points than Jaden Daniels, CeeDee Lamb, A.J. Brown, Jahmyr Gibbs, Jalen Hurts, Justin Jefferson, Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry, Alvin Kamara, Aaron Rodgers, Travis Kelce, DK Metcalf. That's Brandon Aubrey, the kicker.
Incredible. Incredible.
Wow.
And the kicker that the Falcons brought up this week, they finally get rid of Koo. Thank you very much. He hit, five field goals last night?
5 for 5.
Yeah, just joined the team, comes through. Sunday night football, 5 field goals. So kicker's getting some love on the show. Joe O, Sammy P, let's go back to Monday night football. We're going to have guests for each matchup, the first game and then the nightcap. Joe O, Sammy P, Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.